out and see if we can find any trace of the boys, which they did. They searched and searched, and they could find no trace of them. Tom knew that they'd probably tried a few more days and then give up. In the meantime, Thor and the skull were anticipating feeding their next pets, which was the alligators. Thor went by the skull's door as he went by. Thor? Yes, master. He says, I think it's time that we feed my little pets again. He says, bring the big one. Yes, master. He's the only one left, you know. Yes, of course, of course. He says, I will be in my trophy room. Yes, master. Thor came down the hall. Jackie and Skeeter saw him coming. Skeeter hid in the corner. He said, stay there. He won't see you. He said, remember, don't forget the cardboard. If you don't put the cardboard, you can't get out. Understand? He said, okay, okay, I understand. He said, I'm scared. He says, remember, when you're outside the door, he says, start throwing rocks or do something. He says, when they come out running, he says, you hide. And he says, then sneak into the room and help me. He said, okay, Jackie, okay. Thor opened the door. He says, come. Jackie came out very slowly, giving Skeeter a chance to grab the piece of cardboard. Thor slammed the door shut, but he didn't lock it because he knew there was no one in there. Jackie thought, of course, he wouldn't lock it, an empty cell. Skeeter was hiding far in the corner. He says, come, the master wants to see you. He took him into the trophy room, and the skull stood there with the skin just hanging on his bone. Well. He said, well, what do you want? He says, come here and see my little pets. He looked down into the alligator pit. They were all mauling all over each other, looking up. He said, let me explain how we feed them. You see this rope, we tie the food on the end of it. Then the weight of this sanded bag is heavier than the food and it will hold it up. Then I take a knife and make a slit in the bag, and as the sand leaves, the food gets heavier and heavier and slowly goes down. That's real nice, Mr. Skull. He says, that's real nice. My boy, I don't think you quite understand. Yes, I do. I know. You put the food on it, it goes down. I understand. No, you don't understand. You are the food. Yes. Thor, he clapped his hands. Yes, master. Tie him to the end of the rope. Thor reached out with his big, powerful hands and grabbed him. Stuck him under his arm, took the rope and wrapped it around his feet. The skull smiled as best he could smile with the tight skin over the bony face. They push him out over the pit. They pushed him out over the pit. Jackie looked down. He saw these huge alligators with their mouths wide open, just waiting. The skull took out a knife and put a slit in the sandbag. The sand began to trickle out. Jackie got heavier as the sandbag got lighter. And down, down, down. Jackie was hoping, where is Skeeter? Skeeter had been peeking around the corner. He saw what had happened to Jackie. He started looking around. Finally picked up a rock and started throwing it around. Who's out there? Thor, go see. Yes, master. Skeeter started throwing some more rocks way down the other end. Thor looked out. Skeeter hid behind the big rock. There's no one out here, master. You fool, there's somebody out there. Rocks don't go flying by themselves. Yes, master. He came out, looked around. He knew that Skeeter knew he couldn't see too well. Skeeter started throwing rocks down the other way. He says, you fool, go down there and see what's going on. Says, yes, it's just rocks, master, falling from the ceiling. Well, go see. Said, I've never had rocks like that flying all over. Thor started to leave and the skull followed. He says, I'll go with you. Said, I can see better than you can, even though I'm half blind. Skeeter saw his chance. He rushed into the room. Skeeter, or Jackie, was hanging down just a few feet from the alligators. Some of them were already jumping up, trying to grab him. In fact, some of his hair that was hanging down, one of them grabbed up and pulled on it. Jackie looked up and saw Skeeter. He said, Skeeter! He said, Jackie, what? He said, jump on the sandbag. He said, what? He said, jump quick! Skeeter made a dive and jumped on the sandbag, and Jackie came up to the top. He says, now pull this whole thing over. He pulled it as best he could. He said, untie me quick. He untied him. He said, now go hide the same place. He said, in the same place as quickly. He said, they'll be back. He said, push the thing back over the pit. They pushed it back over the pit and hid. Jackie hid in the suit of armor. Skeeter went over behind this comfortable bed with the spikes. And sure enough, they could hear the voices coming again. I told you, master, there was no one there. He said, there's something very strange. Very strange. Well, but, he says, that shouldn't keep me from my pets. He looked down into the pit. The rope was hanging with no one on the end of it. Well, my little pets, he said, must have been awfully hungry. You should have waited until I could watch you. He said, you see, Thor, he said they couldn't even wait for their master to watch them. They were hungry. Yes, master. He says, well, come. They started to leave. Jackie was watching. Thor was certain that he saw eyes moving behind the slit in the armor. Master, yes? He says, I see eyes moving in the suit of armor. Hey, you stupid fool, you see things moving all over. He says, I'm sick and tired of you sometimes, Thor. Yes, master, but I did see it. All right, you did see it. I'm going to prove to you for once and for all. He says, you see things that aren't there. He says, now, show me where the eyes are. Right over there, master. Skeeter was speaking from behind the comfortable bed. He saw the skull and Thor walk over to the suit of armor. The skull reached up, grabbed a hold of the slit with the lever on it, and pushed it up. And there, looking right at him, were two pairs, or a pair of eyes. You see, master, there are eyes back there. Yes, yes. The skull looked over, and he too saw eyes jumping very fast now, because Jackie realized that they had seen his eyes peeking through. Thor, go to the other side. Yes, master. The skull went to the other side. It went around the back, grabbed Jackie by the feet and yanked him out. So, the skull kept trying to blink his bulging eyes. Thor, who is it? It's the boy, the big boy, master. The big boy. He was thrown to the alligators. Yes, master. Yes, master, you stupid fool. Says, if he threw him to the alligators, what's he doing up here? I don't know, master. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know anything. Yes, master. Now, how could that have happened? He says, then in that case, there must be the other one around here. You let me go, let me go. Thor tucked Jackie under his arm. He says, see if the other one's around. Yes, master. They looked around, and finally, hiding and shivering in the corner behind the comfortable bed with the spikes, he saw Skeeter. He reached down and picked him up. "You let me go," he said, "you stupid." "I found a master." He says, "I don't understand this." He says, "We threw him to the pets, and now..." He says, "No wonder my little old pets are so hungry." He looked down and saw the spiders mauling all over each other. "Well, now," he says, "you'll be fed. You'll be fed." He says, "Thor, pick up the little one." He picked him up. He says, "Feed my little pets." "Yes, master." He started to walk over to the spider pit. He held Skeeter way above his head. "Gee, no, no!" About the same time, out at the side of the mountain, Ritzy was still sniffing and scratching at the side of the mountain. Mr. Miller looked at Tom. He says, "Tom, I hate to say this, and I suppose you agree with me." He says, "There's no use further looking up around here." "No," he says, "I think we should go too." They started to leave, and they noticed that Ritzy was sniffing around this rock. And finally he stuck his paws on top of it because he got the scent of the boys, and he was just heavy enough as they were leaving that the door opened. One of the cowhands, who was the last one going down, looked back. He says, Ritzy? And he saw Ritzy's with his paws on the rock, and he jumped down, and he just looked up and he saw the side of the mountain close. "Tom!" He says, "Come here, quick!" He says, "What's wrong?" He said, "The side of the mountain, it opened up." He says, "You and Ritzy both have been out in the sun too long." He says, "There's nothing opens up on the side of the mountain." He said, "I did, I saw it, Tom." He says, "I'm not crazy." He says, "Come on, I'll show you." He went up to the side of the mountain and began to pound on it. Mr. Miller looked at Tom, and they looked at each other and both shook their heads. "No, there's no way in the world the mountain opens up." He says, "Ritzy's got that in his head, I know." He says, "Come on." He says, "There's nothing we can do here." Meanwhile, at this very same time in the cave, Skeeter was yelling, "No! No!" Jackie grabbed Thor by the leg and held on to it. He says, "No." He says, "Thor, listen to me. Listen to me." He says, "Thor." He looked at Jackie. He says, You're a big man. You're strong." He says, "You listen to that." He said, "To that shriveled up old thing over there." He says, "Why don't you become master?" He says, "You're stronger." He says, "Why do you listen to him? He called you stupid." "Oh," he says, "Thor, you're smart. You're a lot smarter than he is." He says, "You should throw him into the pit." "You stop it." He says, "Thor, do you hear what he's yelling at you again?" Thor slowly began to put Skeeter down. He looked over at the skull. "I am your master. You will do as I say. Pick him up." "No, Thor." He says, "Pick up the skull." He says, "He's the one." He says, "He calls you names. He thinks you're stupid. We think you're smart, don't we, Skeeter?" "Oh, yes, yes. You're the smartest guy I ever heard of." He says, "Throw him into the pit." The skull began to back up. "I am now master. Thor, be master." "No." He kept backing up. Finally, Thor reached out and grabbed the skull. He says, "Now, maybe we feed you to the pets." He says, Thor, he says, "I didn't mean you were stupid. You're a brave man." He says, "I'm the brains." He says, "I have to decide for you, remember?" He says, "I have to tell you things. Without me, you'll have no brain." "Yes, master." He put him down. He said, no. He said, Tor, Tor, Tor. He said, listen to me. Jackie says, yeah, listen to us. He says, we're brains. He says, Skeeter is the brainiest guy I know of. He says, we'll tell you. He says, if you don't have a brain at all. He looked at the skull again. You're not very nice to Thor. You call names. He says, now I throw you to the spiders. He walked over and grabbed him. The skull began to scream and yell, no, no, I'm your master, you fool, you stupid fool, put me down. Jackie says, see, he's calling your names again, throw him, throw him. And in an instant, the skull was hurled into the spider pit. As the boys looked down, eeeh, Skeeter said, oh, that makes me sick. He said, come on, let's get out of here now. Jackie says, you think we can talk Thor into opening the door for us? And finally, when they looked around, they saw Thor standing there looking at both of them.
Oh, no.
Now, he says, you go into alligator pit. He said, what for? He said, because I be my own boss and my own master. He says, and I shall now throw you into the pit. No, no. They started to run. Thor grabbed them both. He says, come. He said, we'll be your, you'll be the master. We'll be the slaves. We'll do anything. Jackie pleaded also. So they picked up Skeeter. He closed the door so Jackie couldn't run out. He started to walk over to the alligator pit. Jackie rushed up and kicked him in the shins. Thor looked down and didn't even pay any attention. So you let him go, and he began to kick him and so forth. And finally, Thor took his foot, gave Jackie a shove, and rolled him all the way across the floor. He said, Thor, very strong. Thor, very smart. Skeeter looked down into the alligator pit. About the same time outside, Tom said, where were you when you supposedly saw this mysterious door open? He says, well, I was right here. He says, where was Ritzy? He said, he had his paws on that rock over there. He said, which one? He said, that one right over, the big one. Tom walked over, put his foot on it. He said, this one? He says, yes. Mr. Miller looked towards the side of the mountain. He says, Tom! Tom, look! Tom took his foot off and turned around. What? He said, it closed. Oh, he says, not you too. He said, I think the sun's gotten to all of us. He says, no, I saw it. He says, I saw it. He said, well, that's very strange. He says, all of you, get exactly where you were. Tom said, I was standing right here. He looked towards the door. Nothing happened. One of the men says, Tom, that isn't the way you were. He says, I was right here. And Ritzy was over there. Let's see, I put my foot on the rock. That's it. He put his foot on the rock, and all of a sudden, look! And the door began to open. He said, that's it. He says, take your foot off. He took his foot off. I said, put it back on. He put his foot back on. And as he put his foot back on, the door opened again. Ritzy was sniffing around the rock. The door opened just enough for him to squeeze through. And he heard someone screaming, and he recognized the voice of Jackie and Skeeter. And he tore out as fast as he could go. Ritzy had heard Jackie and Skeeter screaming, and Thor had Skeeter up above ready to throw him in when Ritzy was running down as fast as he could go. He turned in the door and jumped on Thor. Thor turned around to see what was going on, and he kicked Ritzy, and Ritzy went sailing across the floor. Tom and Mr. Miller and the rest of them were running as fast as they could into the cave. They heard Ritzy barking and growling, and as they entered the room, They saw Ritzy rolled up against the wall, ready to pounce again. Tommy says, no, Ritzy, no. Thor looked. Tom was very cautious. Put the boy down. No. Me master, me Thor. He says, put the boy down. Tom had his guns drawn, both of them. Thor slowly began to back up. Skeeter looked down. He was backing right into the spider pit. Tom said, stop. And no. Says, you go. Says, you go, or I... And all of a sudden, he took one step back. He started to fall. Tom rushed up, grabbed Skeeter as Thor fell into the spider pit. Finally, when they looked down, Skeeter couldn't even watch. Ooh, that's awful. Jackie says, yeah. Tom rushed up. Jackie, are you all right, Skeeter? He said, yeah, Tom. He said, I'm sure glad you came in time. He says, well, I'd never found you in here. We had given you up. He said, come on, Tom, I want to show you the garden. He said, come on. A couple of you men stay here. He said, is there anyone else in here? No, he said, that's all there is with Tom. He said, nobody else, just that big old skull guy and that stupid Thor. He said, they're both gone. They went out in the garden. Tom was amazed to see such a beautiful garden. Jackie told him, Tom, the skull couldn't come out here in the daytime. He would only come out at night to admire the statues and the flowers and so forth. He was the shadow that was burned in the barn. Yeah, I remember that. He said, they thought that he was burned to death, but I guess he didn't. He said, boy, he sure looked like he was burned to death. He said, Tom, he was awful. He says, well, he said, that's all in the past now. He says, Marty, he says, go down to the ranch. He says, get some dynamite. He says, there'll never be another skull in here again. He says, we'll blow the top of this ridge right off. He says, spiders and alligators and all. Sure, Tom. He said, I'll be back in a few minutes. After they finished looking through the cave, they started to come out. They had brought the dynamite. Marty had said it. He was an expert in dynamite and put it in the trophy room, the skull's den, and set a piece of dynamite out in the garden and finally led the fuse outside. As they were ready to light the fuse, they heard some commotion in the back. You let me go! You let me go! And finally, when Jackie and Skeeter looked back, they saw a little old man with long hair. He said, that's the seventh shadow. He started running up the hill towards Tom. He says, you let me go. Tom grabbed him. He says, what do you want here? What are you doing here? He said, my brother. The fuse was already lit. He says, my brother is in there. I have to help him. He broke away from Tom. Tom says, come back here. He's starting running into the cave. A couple of the men started after him. Come back here, you. He says, it's too late. Get back. They turned around and came back. And in a few seconds, the whole top of the mountain blew up. He said, oh, he said, he got killed in there. He said, there was nothing we could do. He said, if somebody had gone after him, he said, you'd have been blown up with him. And finally, when the dust settled, they began to pack their things and head back for the ranch. When they got to the ranch, it was late. Nancy and Chinky and all of them, when they saw Jackie and Skeeter coming, they rushed out. Mrs. Miller put her arms around Skeeter and hugged him. He says, oh, I didn't realize I could miss anyone like you so much. She went over and put her arms around Jackie and said, oh, Jackie, says, I'm so happy. Nancy started coming towards Skeeter. She said, oh, no, you don't. He says, well, you didn't think I'd even touch you, did you? He said, no, because I'd run. She looked over at Jackie and fluttered her eyelashes. Gee, Jackie, I'm glad you're safe and back again. I am too. The men came over and says, you boys probably want to get washed up. He says, come on. He says, I'll pump you some water. And finally, when they got all cleaned up, Chinky had another delicious supper. When anything like this happened, he would always do something special. So he set the table, and of course all they could talk about, that is Jackie and Skeeter, was about the skull and Thor. And Nancy, every time they described the skull, she said, "Oh, I think I'm getting sick." Well, if you'd have seen him, you'd have been sick. He said he was horrible. And finally, Chinky was bringing white cake with cherry frosting on the top to the kitchen to serve their refreshments. And Skeeter was talking. He said, and he had the biggest bulging eyes. He said they were big as baseballs. And he said they were, he said, "I hope we never have to hear a thing about the House of the Seven Shadows again." There was a crash. Skeeter didn't even turn around. Uh-oh. Tom said, "Yes, Skeeter, go get the mop." He said, "Why don't I keep my big mouth shut?" Nancy said, "That's what I'd like to know." He said, "What did you say?" He said, "That's what I'd like to know too, why I can't keep my big mouth shut." He says, "Get it cleaned up." Chinky went back and loaded up another tray to bring out. While the rest of them had their desserts, Skeeter was cleaning up the mess. Finally, when they had finished, they went into the parlor and all sat down and, of course, wanted to hear every detail about the seven shadows. Finally, that evening, when they went to bed, Jackie and Skeeter, Skeeter was always counting, especially on his fingers. He was saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jackie looked at him. "That's very good, Skeeter." He says, "Try counting up to 10 now." "Oh," he said, "oh, cut it out. I know how to count to 10. He says, "What are you going to do when you get to 30? You don't have enough toes and fingers." "Cut it out." He said, "Jackie," he said, "you make me so mad." He said, "What I'm trying to figure out is how many shadows are left." "Oh, well, let me see." Jackie started counting on his fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He said, "What's the matter, Jackie? Can't you count without your fingers?" "Oh," he says, "cut it out." He said, "Well, that's 5. There should be 2 left." He said, "Yeah." He said, "Who do you think, or where do you think they are?" "I don't know. Probably they died too. Who knows?" He said, "Jackie, you know what I was thinking?" He says, "No, what?" He said, "I think Chinky's a shadow." "What?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "One of these days, Chinky's going to come up here." He said, "He's going to get a butcher knife. And he's going to come in here. And he says, one of these days, we're going to wake up dead." "Oh," he says, "come on." He says, "Chinky," he said, "he's a Chinaman. The shadows weren't Chinamans." "Oh." He said, "he couldn't be a part of the family then, could he?" "Well, I don't think so." "Well, it's a good guess anyway." He said, "Somewhere." "Oh, Jackie, I forgot." He said, "There was one sister." "Hey," he says, "you're right. That means there's one man shadow and one sister shadow." "Hey, Jackie, I've got it. I know who the sister is." Jackie's ears perked up. He says, "Who?" He says, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, Jackie." He said, "I've got it." He says, "Who? Who is it?" He said, "Nancy." He says, "Oh, Skeeter." Says, "Nancy, if she were a shadow, she'd be scared to death herself. She'd be scaring herself all the time. She'd be screaming all day long." "Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?" He said, "if she would scare herself and run all over the place screaming, 'Help, help.' And somebody would say, 'Who's after you?' And she'd say, 'I'm after myself.'" "Oh, that's ridiculous." She said, "Yeah, isn't it? So let's get to bed." So they finally went to bed. Bright early in the morning, they try not to mention the forbidden name, especially around Chinky, especially Skeeter. He was very careful that he didn't hear any more crashes when he mentioned that certain name. After they'd finished breakfast, Tom looked at Skeeter and Jackie. He says, "Well, boys, now you're going to stay at the ranch. We've had enough trouble looking for you." He says, "What are you going to do, Jackie?" He says, "Well, I haven't ridden patches for a long time." He says, "Tom, you want..."